صل على محمد وآل محمد.
On the morning of 11th of Muharram, it was decided that the captives should be led through Kufa to Damascus to the court of Yazid. Some soldiers were appointed to bind the ladies and children. They tied ropes and chains around their hands and feet. Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam was heavily chained and made to walk on foot, despite his weakened condition. Once they got the captives ready, the heads of all the martyrs were mounted on spears. Every soldier who was given a severed head was made in charge of it and marched at the front of the army. As the caravan was moving, it went so fast that many children fell onto the ground as a result and left for dead. Today the road from Karbala to Kufa has many graves of such children who were left to die in the hot desert. Within a few hours, Ibn Ziyad sent a letter saying that the captives must be marched through the main streets of Kufa. The people of Kufa lined the streets and looked from the balconies of their houses as the captives were paraded in front of them. The announcer was saying, "O people of Kufa, we are bringing you the granddaughters of the Prophet and other women and children of the family of Hussein, son of Ali. Hussein, who had risen in rebellion against our Khalif Yazid, has been defeated and killed with his companions on the battlefield of Karbala. The members of his family are now being taken to the court of Yazid to face whatever punishment he wishes to inflict upon them. People of Kufa, this is the fate that awaits all those who question the authority of Yazid, and no person who tries to rise against Yazid will be spared." The people heard all this in astonishment. Not long ago, Kufa was the capital of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they all remembered the kindness shown to them by him and his sons and daughters. Finally, the caravan reached the court of the governor Ibn Ziyad. When he saw the condition of the captives, he mockingly said that it seemed that some slave girls had been brought before him and not the granddaughters of the Holy Prophet. This remark made Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam address Ibn Ziyad with a fiery and eloquent speech. Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam related the status of the Holy Prophet and his holy Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. She reminded him of the teachings of Islam about the considerations to be given to prisoners, especially women and children. She warned him about the temporary nature of his victory and that the doom that he and his evil master Yazid would face soon. She began to tell the assembled people about the inhuman crimes committed against Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions. As she spoke, the people were reminded of the eloquence of her father, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Ibn Ziyad became worried at the effect that the speech of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam was having on the people. He tried to shout her down by threatening the worst possible torture if she did not stop. Undaunted by his threats, the brave lady continued, and her words moved many to tears. Ibn Ziyad realized at once that the situation could get out of hand. The speech of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam could cause an uprising against him if he did not act quickly. He ordered his men to get rid of all the captives out of Kufa immediately. The captives finally reached Damascus. On reaching the city gates, the caravan was halted and Yazid was informed of their arrival, and his permission was sought to bring the captives into his court.
Allahumma salli ala